guy who pinned a note on a church door saying, "Hang on a minute." But in German, so ein Minuten bitte. Ich habe einen kleinen Problemo avec diese Religione. He was from everywhere. So, yeah. So the Protestant faith was sort of tacked on, you know, by Elizabeth I a bit later. Oh, some principles, thank God, we've got some principles. Nowadays, Church of England's much more, hello, how are you? Much more of a hobby type, hello. A lot of people in Church of England have no muscles in their arms. Hello, yes. Yes, that's what I thought. Do come in, you're the only one today. Now, the sermon today is taken from a magazine I found. That I found in a hedge. Now, lipstick colours this season are in the frosted pink area, and nail colours to match. And this reminds me rather of our Lord Jesus. Because surely, when Jesus went into Nazareth on a donkey, he must have got tarted up a bit. We will now sing hymn 405, O God, what on earth is my hair do all about?
Oh God, what on earth is my head?
There's something weird, something phenomenally dreary about Christian singing. The gospel singers are the only singers that just go crazy, go and enjoy us, and it's fucking amazing. And it's born out of kidnapping, imprisonment, slavery, murder, all of that, and this joyous singing. And the Church of England, well, all the sort of Christian religions, which is mainly Caucasian white people, with all the power and money, enough power and money to make Solomon blush. And they're all singing, oh, God, oh, in ages past, hope for years. They're the only group of people that can sing hallelujah without feeling like it's a hallelujah thing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Joyfully we lock about. No, it's just not kicking, is it? You know, God must be up there going, what on earth is that? God, who is James Mason, what on earth is that? Jesus Christ, what on earth is that? Don't take my name in vain, Dad. Jeezy Crazy, what on earth is it? Don't call me Jeezy Crazy. Look, Dad, I went down there, I told them to hang out, be groovy, drink a bit of wine. They split into different groups. You've got the Catholics, the Protestants, the Jesuits, the Methodists, the Evangelicals, the Free Presbyterians, the Locked Up Presbyterians, the Quakers, the Bakers, the Candlestick Makers. The Mormons are from Mars, Dad, we've had it checked on. And what does the Holy Ghost think of all this? Oh, he's useless, Dad. Got a sheet over his head these days. Ooh, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, this is not an episode of Scooby-Doo. I would have succeeded if it wasn't for those pesky God and Jesus fellas. Because Shaggy and Scooby are interesting characters. They're two of the most major characters in American literature. Because, and I mean this sincerely, and I think it's fantastic, because they are cowards. They are cowardly characters. They believe in cowardice and sandwiches. And can you think of any in the whole realms of the English-speaking literature that are characters like that, cowardly characters that you identify with? Because you identify with, you're with them all the way. Go, Shaggy, go, Scooby. The rest of the guys who drive the van, fuck off. Scrappy-Doo, a magnum. Thank you, Grandad. Well, remembered. But Shaggy and Scooby, the only other character... I mean, tell me now if you can think of any other character, because I'm willing to learn, but somebody mentioned Falstaff, a Shakespearean character. It's that level of greatness. Falstaff is a character... You sort of identify with him, but he has a melancholy with him. But Shaggy and Scooby are upbeat all the time. They say, "Scary, Shaggy. Scooby Shaggy. And And you love them. You're with them. There's part of us that Shaggy and Scooby at every stage of the way. So if you travel around the world, and you're, you know, because your American foreign policy does give you a difficult time to exist around the world, two tricks. One, say you're Canadian. That helps. And it works in Europe. It's very good. And the second is just say Shaggy and Scooby. They go, Shaggy and Scooby. International credit card, I think, are fine. So, yeah. So the pagan religion, I don't know a huge amount about, but it was this earthy thing. But the Christianity had split into many different areas. Catholicism still has the fire and brimstone. Boom, 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 boom. Row, you bastards. You know, original sin. What a hellish idea that is. People having to go, Father, bless me, for I have sinned. I did an original sin. I poked a badger with a spoon. I've never heard of that one before. Five Hail Marys and two Hello Dollies. All right. Thank you. Bless me, Father, for I slept with my next-door neighbor's wife. Heard it. I want an original sin. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. The Anglican faith doesn't have that. You never go, Vicar, I have done many bad things. Well, so have I. What shall I do? Well, drink five Bloody Marys and... You won't remember. And because the Anglican faith has had a lack of principles for a long time, you can't get really headstrong about it. You can't say, you know, like the Islamic jihads that we hear about. We get scared about the Islamic jihads. I think we do assume that everyone who is into the Islamic religion is having a jihad every other bloody day. There's a lot of very relaxed Islamic people, and we've got to understand and remember this. It's very important. And we do assume that jihads are just like, you know, every day three jihads are just issued by every individual. It just seems they're everywhere. The fruit shop. Shortchange me. Fucking jihad on them. Bump into someone and say, hey, you fucking jihad on you. How many jihads you got going now, Dad? Well, 24. God, it's difficult to keep up with them. I just don't think that's happening. So, but you can't do that in Church of England. You can't say, you must have tea and cake with a vicar or you die. You can't have extreme points of view. You know, the Spanish Inquisition wouldn't have worked with Church of England. Talk, will you talk? But it hurts. Well, loosen it up a bit, will you? That's what it would be. Tea and cake or death. Tea and cake or death. Tea and cake or death. Students with beer. Tea and cake or death. Tea and cake or death. Little red cookbook. Little red cookbook. You know, because cake or death, that's a pretty easy question. Anyone can answer that. Cake or death? Cake, please. Very well. Give him cake. Oh, thanks very much. Very nice. You, cake or death? Cake for me too, please. Very well. Give him cake too. We're gonna run out of cake at this rate. You, cake or death? Death, please. No, cake, sorry. You said death first. Death first. No, I meant cake. Oh, all right. You're lucky I'm Church of England. Cake or death? Cake, please. Well, we're out of cake. We only had three bits and we didn't expect such a rush. So what do you want? Well, so my choice is or death? Well, I'll have the chicken then, please. Taste of human, sir. Do you like a white wine? There we go. Thank you very much. Thank you for flying Church of England. Cake or death? I asked for the vegetarian. Ah, yes, the vegetarian. Yes, there we go, Mr. Hitler. There we go. Like a little wine. Thank you very much, you Nazi shithead. So, yes. So the pagan religion had very big festivals, remember, on Easter and Christmas. Christian religion came along, had very big festivals at Easter and Christmas. Jesus died on one and was born on the other. Mm-hmm. Because Jesus, I do think, did exist, you know, and he was, I think, a guy had interesting ideas in the Gandhi type era, in the Nelson Mandela type era, you know, relaxed and groovy. And the Romans thought, relaxed and groovy? No. So they murdered him. And then kids eat chocolate eggs because the color of the chocolate and the color of the wood on the cross